welcome back to Fireside Chat with GDRV. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm good. Tom, we're flipping the script.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How are we doing
we're
that?
Flipping the script. Guys, if you're listening to this, Tom doesn't know what's about to happen. But here's the thing.
Oh, no.
We just recorded one of these things. You probably already heard it. But here we are, and Tom's like, you know, it would be really great to talk about some of these lifestyle photo shoots that we've done with marketing. And, you know, you could talk to me about it. And I was like, okay. And so here we are, hit record. We're about to talk about it, Tom.
Oh, no. And he caught me off guard.
I did.
This is all impromptu.
This is
no lie, people.
Yeah. Well, all of these things are
more
or less impromptu.
But you really caught me off guard.
So
with
here's
this
the
one,
thing.
So, all right.
Tom, first of all, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, I do a lot of the talking on this show.
You're very knowledgeable.
Well,
that's why.
I don't know about that. Yeah. But here's the thing. Today we're talking about you.
Me? Well, not about me.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay. So first of all, again, because I know you said this in the first episode, remind everyone what it is your title is here and what you do at Grand Design.
Okay. So my official title is multimedia producer.
All right. So you're producing things. Boy, are you producing things. You do it all.
Well, not all, but
the videos, the photos.
A lot of the content, things like that, you know, videographer, photographer.
And you are a FAA certified drone captain, right?
Yes, I am. I have my Part 107 FAA license to
fly
drones officially and
legally.
There
you go.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Yeah, this is an aviation, you know, friendly community and company here at Grand Design.
Sure.
You know, we love the skies.
Well, we live in the Midwest.
We do. There's really not much else to do. Anyway, let's continue.
Okay.
So here's that you're producing multimedia.
Right.
You do the pictures, you do the videos, and these lifestyle shoots. So in the old days, I remember, the old days, but, you know, several years ago, when RV companies wanted to market something, like let's say, you had this fifth wheel, they would go and take a picture of it in their parking lot, and they would Photoshop it over like a picture of Iceland or something, and it looked fake as all get out. The proportions weren't right.
Yeah.
There was never anyone in the pictures. It was just, it was just thrown together.
Sure.
Fast forward, here we are. We're not doing that, right? We're actually taking these units and going places that people want to go camp.
Sure.
And we're taking pictures of them there. Most recently, where have we been?
Most recently would have been last fall in October.
Okay.
We went to Arizona, Flagstaff area, actually.
Gotcha. Now, I've never been there, so you'll have to fill me in. So desert? Are we talking desert area? Or?
Yeah. So a little call out to the Flagstaff area people out there, listeners. We were up in the Flagstaff area. The biggest point we hit were the Cinders.
Okay.
Up in, up in that area north of Flagstaff there. And it was a really cool place to shoot.
So what units did you shoot up there?
Up there at the Cinders, we shot the Momentum Mav.
Okay.
And also the Solitude and also the Reflection 100.
Gotcha. And those things that you shot, those made it into the updated brochures and the
Yes.
Like
wherever they were used, that's been updated on, our website, printed material, things like that.
Now, here's a question, and I'm going to ask this question. A lot of times I'll ask a question, I kind of know the answer. I have no idea what you're going to say next.
Uh-oh.
So these lifestyle shoots, and I've seen it, there's the videos, the pictures, and there are people in these videos.
Yeah.
In the early days, I knew all the people in the pictures. Recently, I don't know who these people are. Where do we get the people that are in the videos?
Yeah, a lot of times what we'll do is, especially with the trips that are across the country, far away, we will find agencies, talent agencies in the local area.
Right.
Within a 2-hour driving distance. And we actually procure, from the company headshots of, what we're looking for as far as, the shoot goes, whether it's, a family of four, maybe just a husband and wife, or maybe just, whatever maybe.
Right.
And then, so we just kind of, go through that and we pick, what we're looking for the concept of the lifestyle shoot.
Right. So if it is if you're looking at a brochure and there's a husband, wife, and two kids, are they actually family or are they all
sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, not always. Sometimes it does. And honestly, when it works out great, when they are an actual family, because they had that more, it's natural, when they work together.
Right.
And it comes off more natural.
Sure.
But you can still, fake it pretty good, even if they're not related.
Oh man,
we've had both scenarios.
Are we piercing the veil here? Like, should we be talking about? We're talking about it. Hey, listen, we are going to show behind the scenes. Look, this is behind the scenes as it gets right here.
It is.
So the thing is, and I'll tell you, like, you're it's a really big jump forward from like what I said before. Like, picture of it. You know, it's actually funny if you go and you look at some, even today, if you look at some brochures, not Grand Design, obviously, but if you look at brochures and, you know, you see a fifth wheel or a travel trailer and it's in like some picturesque setting, if you look really closely at the front cap, you'll see a reflection of a parking lot in Indiana. That's always my favorite.
Well, yeah, and that happens. And that was actually one of my goals as, you know, the producer of what I do here for Grand Design. I always said, I want to go and actually go to places so we can show what people can aspire to, you know, show them what it really looks like to have our unit in these exotic, cool areas.
Right.
You know, sometimes that might be a campground. We shoot in campgrounds too, but sometimes we try to find those kind of off the beaten path type of places out in the middle of nowhere that people like to use with the snow-capped mountains, you know, things like that.
Right.
So you do your best and you're always, you know, limited sometimes to regulations, local regulations, things where you can go, you can't go because you have to follow the procedures, obviously,
right,
and the laws. But so that's kind of my goal of the content, is to really show the real deal, as you know.
So, I mean, clearly, I think everybody knows that a brochure picture is staged, but it is meant to be authentic.
It is. Yeah. And we want it to be authentic, you know, as much as possible. You know, there might be like little things we do have to Photoshop, like glares and things, but that's just, you know, little things. So it's not, you know, distracting when people
see
it.
So. Now I'm going to go ahead and like, I don't even need social media or email to ask you what the audience is thinking right now. You know, hey, I own a Solitude. You want to come take a picture of me in front of my Solitude? Like, why can't we just use, you know, just anybody for these pictures?
And sometimes we do that too. If the situation fits, we have used customers before.
Really?
Yes, we have.
Gotcha. Well, there's the floodgates right there. We're going to have people.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, if it just, again, just fits the situation and, you know, the timing schedules, sometimes that does happen.
Yeah. I will say there is an old brochure out there where the current Solitude product manager is sitting in front of a unit around a campfire, and I believe you guys photoshopped a beard on him, which was funny.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, a little while back.
Yeah.
We're a bit more authentic now. We just don't let him in the pictures.
Yeah, now we just have you grow the beard.
Exactly.
We just wait 6
exactly.
months.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. So, all right, so Arizona, and I seem to remember you guys went out to New England at one point, right?
Vermont,
okay.
Yeah, that was, oh gosh, late 21 when we were still kind of in that weird stage in our country, you know, as far as the COVID lockdown, or not, it wasn't locked down at that point, but it was just kind of, you know, it was still a lot of precautions and things, but, you know, we did the right thing. We played it safe and, you know, it still worked out.
Yeah.
So
you did Vermont, you did Arizona. Any other ones I'm missing or?
Oh gosh, since I've been here, I've been to Utah a couple of times.
Right.
You know, California.
There is a video out there at the Salt Flats.
Units. That was a cool experience. I'd love to go back there again and do some more things. It's just such a aesthetically cool place to shoot. And I remember when we went to do that shoot, at first I didn't realize, because you see it on TV, you see commercials where they do maybe like, you know, racing of like test cars and things like that and kind of cool stuff. But when I got there, at first I thought I would have to pay some money or to get a permit to shut down a section of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how vast this place is. So we didn't go that route because it would have been too much.
Right.
So we get there and I got on the Salt Flats and I could not believe over here, we were shooting over here in this little area, you know, about like a half a mile that way, there's somebody doing a car commercial with a big, you know, camera crane connected. I mean, everybody's kind of, but it's so big. It's so much bigger, Jeff, than you could ever imagine out there. Mm. It's unreal. And actually, at one part of the Salt Flats, way deep in, like a couple miles in, that's how big this place is where they filmed parts of the one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Really?
Yeah, they actually constructed the his ship there as the prop, And then they just left it, I guess, afterwards. And people would take pictures, you know, tourists and things like that at some point.
I seem to remember. Anyway. I bet I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So that's awesome. So in that one video I'm thinking of, you've got, you know, a couple of trucks and they're pulling the units in kind mm-hmm. of a formation. Yeah. Let me ask you, where did the drivers come from? Do we hire drivers or are yes. they transport drivers? Or?
Well, yeah, they were that crew, that shoot were transport drivers
gotcha.
From a company, and they were great. They were loving it. They were all like little kids, man, because they were like, oh, this is really cool. So they were more than happy to take direction and just do it over. They were like, we sit here all day if you want. they didn't want to leave.
Right. Know? Yeah. Because I know in the car commercials, you always see the little text at the bottom, you know, professional driver, closed course.
Yeah.
Clearly wasn't a closed course, but it was professional drivers. So we're on the up and up.
Yeah, that's no, and we weren't going 100 miles an hour like these, you know, these commercial cars are.
Right.
No, it was anything like that at all. It was done safely and it was very cool.
That's fantastic. So how is the, you know, because I know, you know, it wasn't immediately when you got here, but you started using the drone and you yes. got you're a drone captain, as we mentioned. You know, so how has that changed things as far as, you know, the shooting of the different RVs?
Well, what it does, it takes you to almost a different dimension in a sense of what, you know, if I couldn't fly the drone, everything would be from ground level, mm-hmm. which looks nice.
Right.
But something about when you're up there in that air and you get that, you know, that big picturesque view, that wide angle view from the sky showing, you know, let's say a Solitude, you know, rolling down the highway and you have those mountains in the background and you can take it all in. It's just visually, it's like, I call it eye candy.
It is.
And yeah.
I saw one the other day and it was from the side of the, it was a Solitude, I believe, side of the Solitude. You see the backgrounds. It was going through the woods and you would match the speed perfectly. I don't know if you did that manually or if the drone could do it, but you were, the drone, and like if you were just looking at the truck wasn't moving in the frame at all because you'd match the speed just perfectly. And I just thought it was such a cool way of seeing a unit being towed, seeing the scenery going by. So it really does. It does change things quite a bit.
Yeah, it does. It's like a different dimension, I guess, you know, almost not 3D. You know what I mean? It gives that the brain a different level of something to look at. And it's nothing cooler when it's, you know, the rolling down the highway, like you're saying, and I can get down at the right speed, because what I'll do is we set it all up and the driver has to, you know, kind of match no more than the maximum speed of my drone. Otherwise they drive out of frame. So it's all planning.
How fast do the drones go?
It depends. I have a few drones. So, there's one that can go up to about 80, 90 miles an hour. If that's, you know, full on full throttle, but I never do that obviously because you can't really stay steady.
For liability purposes, he never does that.
I don't. Seriously. No. The most I get up to, and again, keep in mind that, you know, I check my maps and I know where I can fly safely and not, you know, things I don't fly in protected, you know, airspace, things like that.
Right.
But the ones I usually do maybe 30, 40 miles an hour just to keep, if I'm doing a highway shoots where I got to keep up at higher speeds.
Sure.
You know, again, it's just all planning. It's all timing and it's, you know, okay, let's stop. Let's redo it again. Turn around, go back again till you get the shot you need.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I'll kind of close this out with this. You know, at RV shows, and, you know, comes back down to that because that's a lot of time where we, you know, talk to customers and see customers. There are people that will get pretty much every brochure in the show, mm-hmm. the brochure collectors, and you know who you are out there. You know, you get them and you review them the night, you know, or something, but most of them get thrown away. Well, I guess all of them eventually get thrown away, but it just goes to show you, like, there are people behind it, an effort and hours of planning and work that go into this product literature. And so, mm-hmm. you know, when you're at a show, you know, maybe next time, you know, if you're at a show and you pick up a Grand Design brochure, there's even a story behind the brochure. If you see a picture of, you know, an Imagine and it's in, you know, a wooded area, you know, realize that, you know, we took it somewhere. We spent the time. There's all the things that go into that.
And the
man that made it happen was Tom Grau.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I might have snapped the button, you know, and framing and all that, but it's a team here that, you know, that that makes it happen. It's not just me, you know,
right.
Obviously it's the marketing team in general. I have a couple guys here, you know, Matt and Brian, who are the graphic designers for mm-hmm. us. And they kind of take things sometimes from me and polish it up, or, you know, do things that I can't do in Photoshop.
Right.
And, but so it, trust me, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
It's not just me, but it starts with me, but it doesn't end with me.
Right.
That way.
Well, that's fantastic, man. I mean, the stuff looks good. And I think people appreciate having that stuff that they can go and they could see in the videos. And sure. So kudos to you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, time to go.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's actually the FAA. They say they've never heard of you. So we need to get out of here.
All right,
dude.
Well, we better get out of here.
All right, see you later, guys.
Till next time.